ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नामश्रेष्ठं मनमपि शचीपुत्रम् अत्र स्वरूपं रूपं तस्याग्रजम् उरुपुरीं माथुरीं गोष्ठवतीं राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमहो राधिका माधवाशाम् प्राप्तो यस्य प्रथिता कृपया श्रीगुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयतः परकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगण रघुनाथं वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं भजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता शिवशाखान्विताश्च। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। You may want to see one also. This is one of the many kirtans composed by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Ovo je jedan od mnogih kirtana koje napisao Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
This is traditionally sung at midday.
Ovo se obično pjeva u sred dana.
At least in Gaudiya Math temples it's sung at midday or late morning during the time of offering the main meal of the day to Lord Krishna.
Barem u Gaudiya Math hramovima ova pjesma se pjeva u sred dana ili u kasnom jutru kada se nudi glavni obrok božanstvima.
Someone has pointed out that actually Krishna takes his meal in the house of Nanda and Yashoda, not at midday.
Neko je spomenuo da Krishna ne uzima hranu u kući Nande Maharadže i Yashoda, ali ne usred dana.
In the morning and in the evening he takes in the house, and in the midday he's out in the forest.
Ujutro i navečer uzima hranu u kući, a u sred dana je negdje na polju, u šumi.
But anyway, following the temple schedule, this is the main meal of the day is offered to Krishna at midday. There in the temple he's worshipped as Lakshmi Narayana.
Ali u hramskom obožavanju glavni obrok se nudi u sred dana i obožava se u raspoloženju Lakshmi Narayana.
So that may be in remembrance of his Vrindavan pastimes that this is sung.
Znači ovo se pjeva u sjećanje na njegove zabave u Vrindavanu.
This song opens with invocation to Sri Gaura Hari Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Ova pjesma počinje sa riječu Gaura Hari, ime Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Bhakta Vatsala, he who is affectionate to his devotees, Sri Gaura Hari, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I također se spominje Bhakta Vatsala, onaj koji je privržen svojim bhaktama.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Goshta Bihari. He performs pastimes in association with his devotees.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je Goshta Bihari, on provodi zabave u društvu svojih bhakta.
And then it moves over to Krishna, Nanda Yashomati Chittahari. Krishna, who steals the heart of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda.
Onda se prelazi na Krishnu i kaže se Nanda Yashomati Chittahari, što znači onaj koji je ukrao srce Nanda Maharaja i Yashode.
So there are many songs like this which start off with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then they switch to Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes.
Postoje mnoge pjesme koje počinju sa slavljenjem Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a kasnije se prebace na Krishnu u Vrindavan.
The devotees, they see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in performing his pastimes and it reminds them of the pastimes he performed as Krishna in Vrindavan.
Bhakte vide Krishnu kao Chaitanya Mahaprabhu da provodi svoje zabave i to ih podsjeća na zabave koje on provodio u Vrindavan.
The similarity is there.
Postoji sličnost.
It's described in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, how Nityananda Prabhu organized a festival on the bank of the Ganga, feeding all the devotees, and then everyone was reminded of Krishna's pastimes of his sitting with his cowherd boyfriends on the bank of the Yamuna and taking lunch.
Nityananda Prabhu je radio festivale na obali rijeke Gange i to je podsjetilo sve bakte na zabave koje je provodio Krishna sa dječacima pastirima na obalama rijeke Yamune.
So the song describes that first of all Yashoda Mai is calling out to Damodar Krishna that now it's time is up, or it's become the time, so come here.
Majka Yashoda zove Damodara, došlo je vrijeme, dođi ovamo.
Come and sit in the dining room and take your meal.
Dođi sjedi u blagovaonicu i uzmi svoj obrok.
So under the indication of Nanda Maharaj, Girivaradhari, Krishna, the lifter of the best of hills, sits down.
Po naredbi Nanda Maharaja, Krishna, koji je podigao brdo Govardana, dolazi i sjeda.
So even though Krishna is so powerful, he can lift up huge hills and actually holds up millions of universes, but he sits down on the order of Nanda Maharaj.
Iako je Krishna toliko jak da može podići cijelo brdo i također drži sve univerzume, on sjeda po naredbi Nanda Maharaja.
And all the cowherd boyfriends sit in lines along with Baladev.
I svi dječaci pastiri sjede u nizu zajedno sa Baladevom.
And some of the preparations which they take are described.
I neke preparacije koje oni časte su opisane ovdje.
A few of them.
Neke od njih.
Not all of them, just a few of them.
Ne sve, nego samo neke.
Shukta, which is a bitter preparation, like a bitter thick soup, I guess you could say. I don't think there's anything in European cuisine that resembles it even. If you've been to Mayapur, you would have maybe taken shukta.
Shukta je neka...
In Gujarat, they cook it, the karela with sugar. Unusual. Everything with sugar. It's supposed to be bitter, and then they make it sweet also.
Šukta je znači neka preparacija kao gusta juha za koju ne postoji prava zamjena na zapadu, riječ koja bi opisala, ali može se probati ako odete u Majapur nekada. Isto tako, u Gujaratu kuhaju to slatko, tu
šuktu.
Čapatije sa šećerom.
Sometimes they don't bother having chapatis, they just have big ladus instead.
Ne gnjave se sa čapatima, imaju ladu umjesto
toga.
Dal,
the sabji, everything is cooked with kichri.
Dal, sabji,
everything is cooked with sugar.
Sve se kuha sa šećerom.
So Shukta, then, this is the order of taking foods in Bengal. First of all, Shukta, then Shak, which means spinach preparations. There are very many varieties of spinach.
To je redoslijed kojim se časte preparacije. U Bengalu prvo je šukta, onda je šak, koji je zapravo špinat, razne vrste špinata.
The idea is to begin with bitter preparation. So šukta is quite bitter, and then pretty bitter, and then šak is somewhat bitter.
Znači počinje se od gorkih preparacija, šukta je jako gorka, dok je šak donekle gorak.
When you say šak, it doesn't mean one spinach preparation, but that would generally means several spinach preparations. They're different. I mean, it can be there are different ones. Helancha shak, part shak, and lal shak, and pui shak. I can't remember them all now. There are so many. Once I made a list of about 20 varieties that I could think of. These are just the plants, and then the way they cook it is that can vary also.
Znači, ovo šak, to nije jedna vrsta špinata, nego postoji više vrsta, ja sam jednom, kad sam nabrajao, došao sam do 20 vrsta, to su samo vrste špinata, a još postoji puno načina na koje se mogu napraviti.
Yeah, and then the next item is bhaji, which means fried preparations.
Sljedeća preparacija je bhaji, što znači pržena preparacija.
That means just like a piece of one slice of eggplant shallow fried, or one slice of pumpkin shallow fried with some spices like that, or potatoes,
Jedan komad
whatever.
eggplanta, šta je to? Patlidžan pržen ili komad bundeve ili krompira.
And nalita, I believe that means that part, that's jute leaves. Kushmanda is the pumpkin.
Kushmanda je tikva.
And
bundeva.
Dalna means dal cooked with vegetables.
Dal je, znači dalna je dal kuhan sa povrćem.
Dadi is yogurt. Mocha kanda is preparation made from banana flowers.
Dadi je jogurt, mocha kanda je preparacija koja se radi od bananinog cvijeća. And
bora made from bora means a kind of, but what you get the dal soaked, and then you crush it and make a paste, and mix it with besan, which is chickpea flour and spices, make a ball, and deep fry it, and that's a bora.
Boda je znači.
Bora.
Boda.
D is not pronounced like a D. Bora.
Boda.
Something. Yeah, there you go.
To je znači samljeveni dal.
Ja.
Slanutko brašno pušten, zapravo puro se pusti da se namoči, onda se samelje, napravi se pasta i onda se to napravi se kuglica od toga i onda se poprže duboko prženo ulju.
And usually these are made in advance.
I to se još promiješa s nečim.
And then they're dried in the sun and then you can use them whenever you want.
Onda se stavljaju na sunce i mogu se koristiti kada god treba.
So there are different varieties. Mudga bar, that means made from mung, and masha bar, mash, that's urad dal. So different varieties of dal you can make it with.
Te kuglice se rade od različitih vrsta dala i to je ovo ime prije mugda ili maša, znači.
Rotika literally means small chapatis.
Rotika znači mali čapati.
Gritana, there's a rice with ghee.
Gritana, to je riža sa ghee-em.
And then different kinds of sweet preparations.
Onda različite slatke preparacije.
I don't know. Pištaka, some kind of cake.
Pištaka je neki
kolač. Kia literally means milk, but it often means milk cooked down or cooked with rice. Payashana means rice cooked with milk.
Kir je mlijeko kuhano sa rižom, najčešće paja sana je riža kuhana s mlijekom.
Karpur, Amrita Kelly, some other milk preparation with camphor.
Karpura, Amrita Kelly, to su neke preparacije sa mlijekom i kamforom.
That's what we call in rubbery, when you cook the milk down and it becomes. You know what rubbery? You know what rubbery is? You know what that is? You cook the milk down and it becomes like thick cream.
Kira sala je kad se mlijeko skuha da
in
postane
Bengal
gusto,
a preparation called sarbhaji. They take that and then they fry that also and add some sugar. Amrita rasal.
Amrita rasa.
Nectarian and tasty.
To znači nektarsko i ukusno.
And then it, toward the end of the meal,
i prema kraju obroka,
there's amla, tuk, that means sour preparations, 12 kinds of sour preparations. Yeah.
Amla dvadaša znači 12 vrsta kiselih preparacija.
Then puris with powder. Puris made with white flour and then with some powdered sugar put on them.
Onda puri sa od bijelog brašna sa šećerom na vrhu. Prahom.
Sharpuri.
Šećer u prahu.
Sharpuri means what in modern Bengal is called malpoa, which means cooked down milk with some fried. Same fried dough soaked in cooked down milk, something like that.
Sarpuri znači isto što i Malpuri u modernom bengalskom, to znači mlijeko sa nekim, sa prženim tijestom.
Ladu means a round sweet.
Ladu znači okrugli slatkiš.
Rasaboli means another kind of sweet, tasty.
Rasaboli je isto jedan ukusan slatkiš.
So did you enjoy hearing about all those sweets?
Da li ste uživali slušajući o svim ovim slatkišima, jeste gladni?
This is just a small list. If we see in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there in several places there are long lists of the items that are offered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, much longer than this.
Ovo je samo kratka lista u Chaitanya Charitamriti, na više mjesta postoje i dugačke liste što je sve ponuđeno gospodinu Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
That several times that comes that when Advaita Acharya offers Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda,
to se spominje više navrata. Jedanput kada Advaita nudi Nityanandi.
And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, when he feeds Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there's a long list of items. Again, it's only some of them.
I kad Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya nudi feast Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, isto je velika lista koja je naravno isto nije potpuna.
So we may think, one thing is we may think, oh, that sounds great, I want to... Yeah, let's have a feast. Let's go and enjoy.
To se može izgledati, ovo je super, možemo imati feast i uživati.
But we may wonder why is such a long list in such a sacred book of so many food items being described.
Možemo se pitati zašto postoji toliko dugačka lista hrane u svetim knjigama.
But the pure devotees, they're describing this list of food, not that they think how nice I'd like to enjoy, but they're enjoying hearing how Krishna enjoys.
Te liste su u knjigama ne zato da bi bakte misli kako bi ja uživao u tome, nego da se vidi kako je Krishna uživao u tome.
The next time bhojan karena Krishna hi kutuhali. Krishna takes his food being he's into it. He likes it. He's interested. He's enlivened by it.
Krishna voli tu hranu i ona ga oživljuje, interesira ga.
We never find that Krishna is depressed or bored or any such thing.
Ne nalazimo nikada da je Krishna depresivan ili mu je dosadno.
His pastimes are full of activities.
Njegove zabave su pune aktivnosti.
Joyful activities.
Radosnih aktivnosti.
So this song it captures the bliss of Krishna eating. It describes the bliss that Krishna enjoys while eating.
Ova pjesma opisuje blaženstvo koje Krishna osjeća dok jede.
The bliss that he has of eating with his devotees.
Zadovoljstvo koje Krishna osjeća dok jede sa svojim baktama.
And in this song all the different kinds of devotees are described.
I u ovoj pjesmi su opisane različite vrste bhakta.
Devotees in Dasya Ras, Sakya Ras, Vatsalya Ras, Shringar Ras, all the different kinds of relationships with Krishna. They all come together at Krishna's meal time and they all happily feed Krishna.
Svi bhakte koji su u različitim rasama dolaze zajedno kad je vrijeme Krishnog obroha i hrane ga zajedno.
They all happily feed Krishna and they all happily enjoy along with Krishna.
Svi zadovoljno hrane Krišnu i svi zadovoljno uživaju zajedno s Krišnom.
So this we'll find in this song again and again there are words for happiness and pleasure which I mentioned.
U ovoj pjesmi se ponovno i ponovo spominju riječi koje su povezane sa srećom i zadovoljstvom.
So of course Krishna's pastimes are always happy.
Krišne zabave su uvijek sretne.
And eating is one of Krishna's main pleasures.
I jedanje je jedno od glavnih Krišnih zadovoljstava.
If we hear that one of them, that someone takes pleasure in eating, we think of him as a glutton.
Ako čujemo da neko nalazi zadovoljstvo u jedanju, onda mislimo da je on glutton.
I don't know. You're supposed to be the translator.
Proždrljiv ili nešto tako.
Glutton is someone who's just, you know, just unrestrained in eating and just goes
ko je
on
neobuzdan u jedenju,
kind of gross, you know.
Neko ko je sirovina.
But for Krishna, it's not just the flavor and the food, but it's all the love that goes into it.
Krishna nije zanimljiv samo okus hrane, nego sva ljubav koja je uložena u to.
And actually, not only Krishna, but traditionally all over the world, eating was a family social event, three times or more a day.
Ne samo kod Krišne, nego u svim, svugdje na svijetu je hrana socijalni događaj koji se dešava tri puta dnevno.
The men would work, but they wouldn't go off, you know, 30 kilometers away to work. They'd be close by in the field, and then all the joint families, so maybe 30-40 people would come together 3-4 times a day to eat.
Ljudi bi radili negdje na polju, ne bi išli 30 km daleko na posao i onda bi se cijela obitelj koja bi se sastojala od 30-40 članova zajedno bi se našli 3-4 puta dnevno da jedu.
And the women will cook many preparations.
Žene bi skuhale mnoge preparacije.
All the food is grown at home.
Sva hrana je uzgojena kod kuće.
And like this dal bori I was describing, it's they may prepare that at home also in advance. This dalba and this papa, all these things, pickles, they're all prepared. Everything is prepared at home.
Kao što sam objašnjavao, ove kugle od dala, one se mogu napraviti unaprijed i papadam.
Papadam is the English word. I don't know where that word came from. In India it's called papa. Somehow or other in English it became papadam. Anyone in India call it papadam? No.
To je engleska riječ papadam. U Indiji se kaže samo papa.
Even until recently, there were many families in India, especially Marwari families. Even their rich families, but the women would prepare every item. I mean, even they'd make the papa and the achar, the pickles, everything. They would never take anything from outside.
Čak i u bogatim porodicama, donedavno su žene sve pripremale same kod kuće, uključujući i papadam i pickles, ništa se ne bi kupovalo izvana.
So everything was made with a lot of care and attention and love and cooked and served with love.
Sve bi se kuhalo, pripremalo i serviralo sa ljubavlju.
And just like Nanda Maharaj is here with Krishna, so the fathers will be there with their children, with their sons, and then they'll be serving, and there's no big rush to jump out the door and rush off to the office. It's, everyone's got time and they're taking.
Kao što ovdje Nanda Mahara časti sa Krišnom, tako bi očevi častili sa sinovima i ne bi bilo nikakve žurbe da neko mora brzo trčati u ured.
I read some figures that in America those children who are fortunate enough to live with their parents, and there are not that many of them, it's a decreasing number, they get an average of 42 minutes a week with their parents.
Negdje sam pročitao statistiku da djeca koja žive sa svojim roditeljima u Americi prosječno zajedno su sa roditeljima 42 minute tjedno.
But in traditional families they have at least that much three times a day when they sit down to take a meal together.
A u tradicionalnim indijskim porodicama oni imaju toliko vremena barem tri puta dnevno dok časte prasadam zajedno.
But nowadays it's, you know, everyone fixes something for themselves. Take something out of the deep freeze, throw it in the microwave and take it, or just don't bother, just go out to some fast food place or phone a pizza at home. And it's eating has become a function. There's no pleasure in that.
Danas ljudi uzmu nešto iz zamrzivača, stave u mikrovalnu ili odu negdje u neki fast food restoran ili naruče pizzu. Jedenje je postalo samo funkcija.
So, who's cooking for Krishna?
Ko kuha za Krishnu?
Radharani.
Radharani.
Mother Yashoda knows that Radharani has a blessing from Durvasa Muni that anything that Radha cooks will be very tasty and very nutritious. Whoever takes that will never get sick. So Yashoda calls Radha to cook for Krishna.
Jašoda zna da Rada ima blagoslov od Urvasa Munija da što god da skuha, da će biti vrlo ukusno i hranjivo i onaj koji to jede nikad se neće razboliti i zato zove Radu da kuha za Krišnu.
So Yashoda is very affectionate toward Radha.
Jašoda je vrlo ljubazna prema Radi.
She doesn't know about Radha's the extent of Radha's affection for Krishna. She's not supposed to be affectionate toward Krishna.
Ona ne zna za koje su granice Radine ljubavi prema Krišni.
But in this way Radha is officially allowed to come and serve Krishna.
Ali na ovaj način Rada je oficijalno dozvoljeno da dođe i služi Krišnu.
So here it's described she cooks various vegetables for Krishna.
Ovdje je opisano da kuha različito povrće za Krišnu.
And Paramanande Krishna Karena Bhojan. Very happily in Krishna takes his food.
I vrlo sretno Krišna uzima svoju hranu.
And Krishna's pastimes are full of fun and pleasure.
Krišne zabave su pune smijeha i zadovoljstva.
And one of the main sources of fun and pleasure is the local buffoon, Madhu Mangal.
I jedan od glavnih izvora smijeha i zabave je lokalni šaljivđija Madhu Mangala.
Who's famous for eating sweets by any means.
Koji je poznat da na različite načine jede slatkiše.
Chale bole by trickery, by force, by any means, he'll grab the sweets and eat as many as he
Chale bale
can.
Znači,
and he has a very big capacity.
Chale bale znači na bilo koji način, otimanjem, nasiljem, trikovima,
so he becomes very happy when he has lots of sweets.
On postaje jako sretan kad ima puno slatkiša.
So he gets lots of sweets here.
On ovdje dobije puno slatkiša.
And he makes some sound by big. Someone who's got a big fat body, they can make some sound like this.
Kad neko ima veliko debelo tijelo, može ovako raditi zvukove.
And he calls out Hari Bol as he's making this quack 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 sound of noise.
I viče Hari Bol dok radi te zvukove.
He's saying Hari Bol because he feels very happy. He's got lots of sweets.
Govori Hari Bol zato što je jako sretan ili dobije puno slatkiša.
So Krishna is not supposed to look at the gopis, but he does.
Krishna ne bi trebao gledati gopi, ali gleda.
Out of the corner of his eye, hoping that no one will notice.
Krajičkom oka i gleda nadajući se da niko neće primijetiti.
Krishna looks at Radha and the other gopis.
Krishna gleda Radu i druge gopije.
And very feeling great satisfaction, Krishna eats in the house of Mother Yashoda.
I osjećajući veliko zadovoljstvo, Krishna jede u kući majke Yashode.
So again we have Krishna's happiness is again expressed here.
Krishna sreća je opet izražena ovdje.
So what is his satisfaction? It's saying Krishna is very satisfied by eating, but he's also satisfied by seeing Radha and the gopis.
Krishna je jako zadovoljan zbog toga što jede, ali je zadovoljan zato što vidi Radu i gopije.
So after finishing food, Krishna takes scented water or flavored water.
Nakon što završi sa hranom,
very nicely flavored water.
Krishna uzima vodu sa nekim okusom, začinjenu vodu, tako nešto.
And then Krishna and all the cowherd boys go to wash their faces, to wash their mouths.
I onda
they all go in lines there to wash their faces.
I onda Krishna i dječaci pastiri odlaze oprati usta i lice i čekaju u redu.
So having they wash their hands and mouths, and then all the sakhas, all the cowherd boys, friends of Krishna, they very happily, again the word happy is given, go to rest along with Baladev.
I nakon što peru usta i ruke, svi dječaci pastiri sretno, opet se spominje ta riječ sretno, odlaze se odmoriti sa Baladevom.
So up to now we've had the gopis in a loving, in a conjugal, Prabhupada used that word, conjugal loving relationship with Krishna. They've been described Nanda and Yashoda, who are in a parental relationship with Krishna. They've been described the cowherd boys, who are in a friendly relationship with Krishna, have been described. Now we'll describe. Now will be mentioned some of the servants of Krishna.
Do sad su bile opisane gopije koje su u raspoloženju u ljubavnoj rasi, zatim su opisani Nanda Maharaj i Yashoda koji su u roditeljskoj rasi, zatim dječaci pastiri koji su u prijateljskoj rasi i sada će biti opisane neke od sluga Krišne.
Some of the household servants of, in the house of Nanda Maharaj, Jambul and Rasal, they bring a pan, spiced pan.
Jambula and Rasal, to su sluge, oni donose začinjeni pan.
And Krishna Chandra, very beautiful name for Krishna, Krishna who's just like the moon, or he takes this pan and very happily goes to sleep.
Krishna Chandra, što je vrlo lijepo ime Krishne, uzima taj pan i odlazi na odmor.
And another servant called Vishalaka waves a fan, peacock fan, and a chamor, that cow's tail fan, waves that while Krishna rests.
I drugi sluga koji se zove Vishalaksha hladi Krishnu sa čamarom i lepezom od kravljeg repa.
Yeah, and again, twice it says Krishna very happily goes to sleep.
Dva puta je rečeno Krishna vrlo sretno ide na spavanje.
And he goes to sleep on an excellent bed.
I on ide spavati u izvrsnom krevetu.
Everything is first class for Krishna.
Sve je prvoklasno za Krishnu.
No, there's no shortage.
Nema nikakve nestašice.
And the devotees, they make everything very nicely for Krishna.
I bhakte sve lijepo rade za Krishnu.
They just want to see that Krishna is happy.
Samo žele vidjeti da je Krishna sretan.
And they're prepared to go to much trouble to make Krishna happy.
I spremni su proći kroz mnogo neprilika da učine Krishnu sretnim.
Nowadays, like I was saying, nowadays they want fast food. Just somehow or other get something and eat it.
Danas se, kao što sam već spomenuo, ljudi koriste fast foodom, samo da nešto brzo pojedu.
But to prepare a meal like this will take many people much time.
Ali pripremiti ovakva jela treba puno ljudi i puno vremena.
To prepare a real meal takes much more time than it does than for people to eat it.
Da bi se napravilo dobro jelo treba puno više vremena nego što treba da se pojede.
But that's the pleasure of the cooks, that they take much trouble and see everyone satisfied.
Ali to je zadovoljstvo kuhara da se dobro potrude i onda vide da su svi zadovoljni.
So on the order of Yashoda, Dhanishta, another household maidservant, brings what is now Krishna's prasad, Krishna's remnants.
Po naredu i majke Yashode, Dhanishta, koja je još jedan sluga u kući, donosi ostatke Krišine hrane.
Which and gives that to Radha, which Radha enjoys with great love.
I daje te ostatke Radi i ona uživa u tim ostacima sa velikom ljubavlju.
And then still there's some left over, and Lalita and the other Sakis, the other gopi friends of Radha, they take whatever is left over from that.
Lalita i ostale gopije uzmu ono što je ostalo od Rade.
And within their minds, again, sukhe, happily, they glorify the qualities of Radha and Krishna.
I u svom umu one sretno, opet ta riječ sretno, hvale odlike Krishna i Rade.
So, again, happy, happiness.
Opet sreća.
Sukhe.
Sukhe.
In happiness. And within their minds they glorify Radha and Krishna because they cannot do so openly in the... in front of everyone.
U svom,
the love of Radha and Krishna is a secret affair.
U svom umu slave Radu i Krishnu, jer to ne mogu činiti javno, zato što je ljubav Rade i Krishne tajna afera.
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes himself he's describing the Bhoga Arati.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur pjeva da opisuje Bhoga Arati.
And he describes himself as one whose only delight is in Hari Lila, in the pastimes of Krishna.
i opisuje sebe kao onoga kojem je jedino zadovoljstvo Hari Lila ili zabave Krišne.
The original song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur says Bhogararti Gai Shei Bhakti Vinod, but someone at some point changed it to Thakur Bhakti Vinod.
What's the original?
The original says Shei, that Bhakti Vinod.
Negdje u originalu je pisalo Shei Bhakti Vinod, ali neko je promijenio u Thakur.
I don't know if Bhaktivinoda anywhere it describes himself as Thakur.
Ne znam da li Bhaktivinoda ikad sebe opisuje kao Thakur.
But it actually subtly changes the meaning also.
Ali to također suptilno mijenja značenje.
That Shei Bhaktivinoda means that Bhaktivinoda whose only pleasure is in Hari Lila. That he's specifically, he's emphasizing the point.
Shei Bhaktivinoda znači taj Bhaktivinoda koji uživa u Lili.
So, I don't like that change.
Ta promjena mi se ne sviđa.
Bhogararti Gai Shei Bhakti Vinod.
Bhogararti Gai Shei Bhakti Vinod.
That brings him right into the... We'll find in several of the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur that he's right there. This Hari Lila, he's not describing it as some kind of fiction, but he's... All the pastimes are just... He's there. He knows exactly what is going on.
U mnogim pjesmama je opisano da je Bhaktivinoda Thakur u stvari tamo. On nije da opisuje to kao neku fikciju, nego on je tamo prisutan.
Just like in his Shoka Shatana, he does a series of songs which describe the pastime when Srivas Thakur's son died.
Kao u zbirci pjesama Shoka Sharani gdje opisuje kako je sin od Shrivastakura umro.
And he died in while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the house performing kirtan.
On je umro dok je bio gospodin Chaitanya u kući i izvodio kirtan.
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes this pastime in a series of songs.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur opisuje tu zabavu u seriji pjesama.
And at the end of each song he gives a comment just like now Bhaktivinoda is afraid that the kirtan, the ecstasy of kirtan will be spoiled.
I on piše na kraju pjesme recimo sada se Bhaktivinoda Thakur boji da će kirtan biti pokvaren.
So he is there and his pleasure is in Hari Lila and he's kindly committed that to writing so that we can also have some glimpse into the vinoda, the pleasure of bhakti that Bhakti Vinod presents to us.
On je tamo prisutan i on uživa u toj Hari Lili i zapisuje ju tako da bi mi mogli dobiti dijelić toga. Vinoda znači zadovoljstvo.
So this is one of the many gifts of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this Bhogararti, Bhogragarti, this offering.
To je jedan od mnogih poklona Bhaktivinoda Thakura, ova pjesma Bhogararti.
So any questions? There may not be so many questions about this.
Ima li neko pitanje? Možda neće biti puno pitanja o ovome.
But anything else?
U vezi nečeg drugog možda.
So if we have a tendency that we like to eat nice food, then we can cook nice food for Krishna.
Ako imamo tendenciju da volimo ukusnu hranu, možemo kuhati za Krishnu.
And change that propensity that What do I like to eat? I'd like to eat this and that and this, something else. Oh, what about this? That would be great. But if we cook for Krishna, we stop thinking what I would like to eat and we start thinking, oh, I can cook this for Krishna and that for Krishna. Then we become purified.
Ako volimo jesti, uvijek mislimo ja bih htio jesti ovo i ovo i ono, onda možemo promijeniti taj način razmišljanja i razmišljati šta ću Krišni napraviti da on jede i na taj način to može biti pročišćeno.
Yeah, there's a question.
In Krishna's kitchen, we use a lot of sugar, but the sugar is not healthy for the body. So what do you think about this? We use big quantities of sugar.
Yeah, Krishna eats a lot of sugar and dairy products.
Krishna jede puno šećera i mliječnih proizvoda.
Makan mishri, that's common offering to Krishna in the morning, freshly made butter with sugar cubes. Freshly made butter, not that what you buy here in the shop, but it's not with salt in it, just fresh, and then that's a common
Krishna se ujutro nudi maslac svježe napravljen sa kockama šećera.
So, yeah, Krishna likes all these things.
Krishna voli sve te stvari.
Krishna doesn't get sick from eating all these things.
Krishna se ne razboli jedući te sve stvari.
So you can eat your raw food diet and be healthy.
Možete jesti svoju presnu dijetu i biti zdravi.
Krishna will eat all the nice tasty things offered by his devotees.
Krishna će pojesti sve ukusne stvari koje mu ponude njegovi bakte.
Yeah. Pizza? No, that's not mentioned here. You want pizzas? Then you have to stay here. Krishna doesn't eat pizzas.
You said on the summer camp that we should cook to Krishna what he likes, such as chapati, dal, sabji, and so on. But we also like for us pizza and pasta and like that.
Yeah, and that's and what Krishna, I'm saying, that you have to make your senses. We have to make our senses in line with Krishna's senses.
Moramo svoja čula kak bi rekao. Poravnati, uskladiti sa Krišnim osjetilima.
I guess that's one of the disadvantages of being brought up in a different culture.
To je jedna od neprilika ako smo odgojeni u drugoj kulturi.
Personally, I can never understand what's so attractive about a pizza.
Ja osobno ne mogu shvatiti šta je toliko privlačno u pici.
What's so great about it?
Šta je tako divno u pici?
I don't know, everyone's crazy over pizza. It's just
svi su ludi za pizzu.
Yeah, but offer with love means you offer what Krishna wants, not what you want.
Sa ljubavlju znači da se ponudi ono što Krishna hoće, a ne što mi hoćemo.
That's love, isn't it?
To je ljubav, zar ne?
So yeah, but then you have to see what the acharyas describe what Krishna wants, isn't it?
Moramo vidjeti šta acharya opisuju što Krishna želi točno.
We learn what is Krishna conscious, what Krishna likes from the shastra and from the acharyas.
Mi učimo što Krishna voli od iz šastra i od acharya.
Sometimes the offerings are very strange, you see that. Some piece of cheese and tomato sauce and
ponekad su ponude jako čudne.
Standing there, they'll look at that and turn around and run off somewhere.
Samo se nudi sir za picu i sos paradajz i gorni taj samo pobjegnu s oltara.
All right. In which they're eaten. Yeah, this is according to Bengali order of eating. The in Ayurveda, it's recommended in a different order.
Ovaj poredak uzimanja hrane u Bengalu postoji drugačiji poredak u Ayurvedi.
The sweet comes at the beginning and the bitter at the end, and then again a little sweet at the end.
Slatko je na
at least
početku.
According to what Ayurveda we have today.
Prema Ayurvedi prvo se uzme slatko na početku, onda gorko i onda opet slatko na kraju.
But this is according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order.
A ovo je poredak Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ili da li je to isto što je u Goloka Vrindavan?
Well, as Prabhupada said about questions about the spiritual world, you go there, then you'll find out.
Kao što je Šla Prabhupada rekao, odi tamo pa ćeš vidjeti. O to je odgovarao na pitanja o duhovnom svijetu, Šla Prabhupada.
Krishna has a good appetite.
Krishna ima dobar apetit.
He has a like a big meal in the morning.
Ima jedan veliki obrok ujutro.
He takes a big lunch at midday, then a big meal at night.
Veliki obrok, veliki ručak i ponovo veliku večeru navečer.
And during the middle of the night, when they take a break in the dancing pastimes, they have all kinds of things to eat. I mean, he eats a lot.
I za vrijeme rasa plesa po noći isto opet nešto jedu, tako da Krišna puno jede.
Yeah, Gonitaya, they're the garbage bin for everything. They've made Gornitai into a garbage bin. Anything rubbish you can offer to them.
U Feniksu sam vidio da se nudi ono što se ne može Radhe Krišni ponuditi, onda se nudi Gornitajima.
There's some idea that Gornitai don't accept any offenses, so we can make all the offenses we like to them.
Postoji neka ideja da Gornitai ne prihvaća uvrede, pa možemo raditi kakvu god uvredu hoćemo.
This very thinking is offensive.
Tako samo razmišljanje je uvredljivo.
They may not accept offenses, but the dust of their lotus feet, namely their devotees, will not be pleased and they won't let you come anywhere near Gornitai.
Možda Gornitai neće prihvatiti te uvrede, ali prašina na lotusovim stopalima Gornitaja, to jest njihovi bakte, vas neće pustiti ni blizu ako radite uvrede.
Gornitaja are there to facilitate our sense gratification under the guise of Krishna consciousness.
Gornitaj su tu da pomognu u našem čulnom uživanju pod krinkom svjesnosti Krišne.
Another rascaldom is this bogus uninstalled deities nonsense.
Još jedan nitkovluk je ove nevjerodostojna božanstva koja nisu, taj sistem nije vjerodostojan da božanstva nisu instalirana.
We can do anything we like because they're not installed deities.
Možemo raditi šta god želimo pošto to nisu instalirana božanstva.
There's no such thing as worshiping uninstalled deities. If you're worshiping, are they God or they're not God?
Ne postoji takva stvar kao obožavanje neinstaliranih božanstava. Ako ih obožavate, da li jesu oni Bog ili nisu?
If they're deities, they're deities. They have to be served as deities. If they're not deities, then it's idol worship.
Ako su oni božanstva, onda ih treba obožavati u skladu sa pravilima. A ako nisu oni božanstva, onda je to idolopoklonstvo.
This is a post-1977 ISKCON invention.
To je
uninstalled deities.
To je izmišljotina iza 1977. u ISKCON-u, neinstalirana božanstva.
Deity worship is very serious business.
Obožavanje božanstva je vrlo ozbiljan posao.
That's why only brahmanas are allowed to do it. Of course in ISKCON today we've also invented that anyone can do anything, but that's not the proper standard.
Zato samo brahmane mogu obožavati božanstva, međutim u ISKCON-u je danas izmišljeno da bilo ko može raditi bilo što.
Anyone can come in off the street and just in their jeans and they can do abhishek of deities, for instance.
Svako može doći na primjer sa ulice u džinsu i raditi abhishek božanstvima.
Yeah, what's your question?
šta je sa slučajem kad ne možemo nešto ponuditi božanstvima pa ponudimo slikama?
Well, the idea is that in the temple everything should be offered to the deity.
Ideja je da u hramu sve treba biti ponuđeno božanstvima.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, the proper standard is that everything should be offered to the deity.
Pravilan standard je da se sve treba nuditi božanstvima.
Now, in many temples, you see, in many temples, traditional temples, there's the deity, and then the brahmanas have their houses around the temple.
U mnogim tradicionalnim hramovima imate u sredini hram i okolo kuće imaju kuće brahmane.
And they'll take some, they'll be given some prasad from the deity, and in their home they'll cook separately also.
Oni će dobiti neki prasadam od božanstava, a također će kuhati posebno i u svojoj kući.
What they cook in the home is offered to Shalagram.
A ono što kuhaju u svom domu je ponuđeno Shalagram.
One important point about taking prasad is that it's meant to curb our tendency towards sense gratification.
Jedna važna poanta u vezi uzimanja prasadama je da to treba uništiti ili zaustaviti našu sklonost ka čulom uživanju.
Krishna Baradoy moi koribare jiba joy shaprasad onadilo bhai. So Krishna, being very kind, has given us his prasad so that we can conquer the desire of the pushing of the tongue.
Krishna nam je vrlo milostivo dao prasadam da bi mogli pobijediti utjecaj jezika.
So one attitude is to offer to Krishna what he likes and take his remnants.
Jedan stav je da ponudimo Krishni ono što on voli i uzmemo ostatke.
Another attitude is to offer Krishna what I like, and then Krishna becomes an offering machine.
A drugi stav je da Krishni ponudimo ono što mi volimo i Krishna postaje mašina za nuđenje.
Another consideration is that we should take prasad, that kind of food which we can digest easily and which nourishes our body so that we can keep our body fit for serving Krishna. That's also a consideration.
Jedan stav je da trebamo nuditi onakve stvari koje poslije kad počastimo će održavati naša tijela zdravima tako da možemo služiti Krishnu. To je isto jedna stvar koju treba uzeti u obzir.
So these are various considerations.
To su te različite stvari koje treba uzeti u obzir.
It is better to offer what we like to Krishna first, but we can't expect to really, if we maintain this attitude, we can't expect to come to the point of actual Krishna consciousness.
Možemo nuditi Krishni ono što mi volimo, ali ne možemo očekivati da ćemo s takvim stavom doći do prave svjesnosti Krishne.
That's one reason we have deities. So the idea of having deities is that we offer everything that they like to them, and in this way we get trained to serve Krishna.
Zato imamo božanstva da njima ponudimo ono što oni vole i na taj način da se treniramo u služenju Krishne.
That's why deity worship means there has to be a high standard, because Krishna is served at a high standard.
Znači božanstva znači da mora postojati visoki standard, jer se Krishna služi sa visokim standardom.
According to his pleasure.
Prema njegovom zadovoljstvu.
That's why if we water down all the standards and just do what we want, how we want, whenever we want, then what's the point of deity worship?
Znači, ako razvodnimo sve standarde da radimo samo ono što se nama sviđa, kako se nama sviđa i kad se nama sviđa, onda koja je poanta u obožavanju božanstava?
Just we get some pleasure from looking at the deity.
Samo mi dobijemo neko zadovoljstvo od gledanja božanstva.
The whole meaning of deity worship is lost.
Ali cijeli smisao obožavanja božanstva je izgubljen.
You have heard that in some place in India, some brahmanas taste the food before it's offered and they don't swallow it. Is it bona fide?
Znači, pitanje je da u nekim dijelovima Indije brahmane prvo kušaju hranu prije nego što se ponudi, ali je ne progutaju, nego je ispljunu.
I never heard this. Where is this?
Nikad nisam čuo to. Gdje je to?
Oh, that's Croatia. Really? I never heard, it's the first time I ever heard of that.
Ovo je sad prvi put da to čujem.
I never heard that before.
Nikad to nisam čuo prije.
Well, it may be, but certainly that's not the general standard, and that's not the standard given to us by Prabhupada. So.
To nije sigurno generalni standard i standard koji nam je dao Šila Prabhupada.
I don't know which Gaudiya Math that is, because...
Ja ne znam koji je to Gaudiya Math.
I have, I've seen and been with many Gaudiya Math people, but I never heard of that before.
Ja sam vidio i bio sam sa mnogim ljudima u Gaudiya Mathu, ali nisam to nikad
Croatia
vidio.
Croatia is not the standard, is it?
A to je u Hrvatskoj. Hrvatska nije standard.
You had two questions. What's the other one?
Da li je moguće ako smo bolesni i ako vidimo prasadam kao milost, da kad ga uzmemo da se ne razbolimo još više?
If we have great faith in prasad and we take it even if we're sick and it's not digestible to us, will it cure us?
Or will it not make us even more sick?
Or will it not make us more sick? Well, if we're sick, why should we take it?
Ako smo bolesni, zašto bi ga uzeli?
We say we have great faith in prasad, but the devotee acts in a manner, he treats his body in a manner that is conducive for performing Krishna's service.
Kažemo da imamo vjeru u prasadam, ali bhakta tretira svoje tijelo na taj način koje je povoljno za predano služenje.
We find in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that one day Govinda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's servant, brought prasad to Haridas Thakur, but Haridas Thakur didn't want to take it because apparently he seemed to be sick.
Jednom je Govinda Data donio sluga Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, donio Haridas Thakuru prasadam, ali on ga nije htio uzeti jer je bio na izgled bolestan.
So Haridas said that, well, I can't take it because I didn't finish my rounds. He was chanting very slowly, apparently sick. But I can't refuse it because it's the Lord Prasad. So he just took a tiny little morsel.
Haridas Thakur je rekao, ne mogu ga uzeti jer nisam odmantrao krugove, a krugove nije odmantrao zato što je mantrao sporo ili je bio bolestan. A s druge strane rekao, ne mogu odbiti jer je to gospodinov prasadam, i onda je uzeo samo mrvicu.
So that can be a guide for us also.
To može biti vodič za nas također.
Not that I'm sick, but anyway I'll take prasad because I have great faith in it.
Ne to da sam bolestan, ali ću ipak uzeti prasadam ili imam veliku vjeru u njega.
It may be some foods they cure sickness.
Možda postoji neka druga hrana koja će izliječiti našu bolest.
Srila Prabhupada is widely quoted as having said, feed a cold and starve a fever.
Srila Prabhupada su citirali puno da je govorio na hrani prehladu i izgladni groznicu. Temperature. Fever means temperature?
Yeah, fever means when you have a temperature, yeah.
Znači, nahraniti prehladu i izgladniti visoku temperaturu.
So in some sicknesses you should eat and in some you shouldn't.
U nekim bolestima ste treba jesti, a u nekima ne.
If someone's suffering from anorexia, they should be induced to eat.
Ako neko pati od anoreksije, treba ga nagovoriti da jede.
Srila Prabhupada said that diabetes is a disease of overeating and tuberculosis of insufficient nutrition, undereating.
Srila Prabhupada je rekao da je šećer u krvi znak da je neko previše jeo, a tuberkuloza znak da je premalo jeo.
Yeah, translate that. Prasadam is Krishna, then how can we become sick of Krishna?
Prasadam je Krishna, kako možemo biti bolesni od Krishna?
Yes, that's true, but we relate with Krishna's different manifestations in different ways.
To je istina, ali mi se odnosimo sa različitim Krishnim manifestacijama na različite načine.
Krishna in the form of food should be, in Shastra we find, should be taken in moderation. Then, according to that understanding, we should just go on eating all day, non-stop, all day, all night.
Krishan oblik u obliku prasadama se treba uzimati, kako bi rekao, ograničeno. Jer ako je ovo istina, onda bi mogli jesti cijele dane.
But even Krishna himself doesn't only eat, he does other things also.
Čak i sam Krishna ne jede cijele dane, nego radi neke druge stvari isto.
Prasad is Krishna, but if we go on and on and on eating, then we'll... It's not the proper way to serve Krishna in that form.
Prasadam je Krishna, ali ako mi cijeli dan samo jedemo, to nije pravi način da se služi taj oblik Krishna.
For that matter, the deity dress is also non-different from Krishna. So we should eat the deity dress.
Odjeća božanstva također se ne razlikuje od Krishne. To ne znači da sad trebamo jesti odjeću od Krishna.
We fan Krishna with a peacock fan. Should we fan him with a piece of cake which is offered to Krishna?
Yeah. Mi hranimo Krishnu sa čamarom, a to ne znači da sad možemo hraniti, hladiti Krishnu sa komadom torte.
We should understand how to appropriately serve Krishna in his various manifestations.
Trebamo shvatiti kako služiti Krišnu u njegovim različitim manifestacijama. Kako pravilno služiti Krišnu u njegovim različitim manifestacijama. Još neko pitanje?
Various styles of cooking, yeah, you'll find in different parts of India. Bengali style, Puri style, South Indian style. There's different styles in different parts of India, yeah, then. When Prabhupada came to the West, he introduced chapati, sabji, dal, all these things. Deep freeze? Deep freeze?
Deep freeze. Yeah, if not some item is not available, for example, some vegetable is not available.
Yeah.
On some
plate. Prabhupada allowed tomatoes, potatoes and various items which are not traditionally allowed in Indian cuisine.
Šla Prabhupada je dozvolio paradajz i krumpir.
In traditional Indian cuisine you won't find many of the vegetables in the West. That's true. Prabhupada made some allowance.
To je točno, Šla Prabhupada je stavio određene dozvole, dodao je znači da se može koristiti krumpir i paradajz zato što se mnoge stvari koje se u Indiji kuhaju ne mogu naći na zapadu.
It's true Prabhupada made some allowance, but at the same time the standard in the temples, the basic offering to the deity was along the lines of traditional Indian, what we call traditional Indian foods.
Istina da je Šla Prabhupada stavio neke olakšice, ali glavna ona ponuda koja se radi božanstvima je u okvirima tradicionalne indijske kuhinje.
Which are rare to find in temples nowadays, it seems.
Što se danas rijetko nalazi u hramovima.
Yeah. Yeah, please. Yeah. The difference between serving the Lord in his three-dimensional deity form and his two-dimensional picture form.
Razlika u obožavanju božanstava između trodimenzionalnog oblika i dvodimenzionalnog oblika, što znači slika.
Should we offer tulasi leaves to the picture form of the Lord?
Da li se treba nuditi tulasi listići slici gospodina?
Mass-produced pictures are a modern phenomenon.
Masovno proizvedene slike ili tiskane slike su moderni fenomen.
Previously, picture had to be painted.
Prije slika se morala naslikati ručno.
Now with printing, there are so many pictures, it's become a very common thing.
Danas kada postoje tiskare, postoji toliko mnogo slika.
I remember once in Calcutta at the BBT office, some book covers with pictures of Krishna and Prabhupada, because in the BBT there'll be so many, they were put under a door to keep the door open.
Ja sam vidio u BBT u jednom u Kalkuti imali su sliku Šla Prabhupada i Krišne i pošto su imali toliko tih slika, onda su jednu stavili da vrata budu otvorena.
There were some kami workers were there that done that, so I became quite angry with them. And I came the next day and they put them back again.
I ja sam bio ljut jer su tamo bili neki karmi radnici i onda kad sam se vratio sljedeći dan ponovo su to napravili.
So mass production can also make us less reverent. We think, there's so many pictures.
Masovna proizvodnja također može smanjiti naše poštovanje. Mi mislimo ima toliko slika.
It's an advantage, but it can become due to our attitude a disadvantage also.
To je prednost, ali može zbog našeg stava biti i nedostatak.
So traditionally paintings there weren't many, and in I was saying in the home people they would worship the shalagram, or they would also they may have a painting of the deity and offer food in the house like that.
Znači slika nije bilo puno i ljudi su nudili hranu šalagram šilama ili tim slikama koje su imali u svom domu.
But worshipping the Lord in his two-dimensional form, there is a lot less to be done than in his three-dimensional form.
Ali obožavanje gospodina u dvodimenzionalnom obliku ima puno manje stvari koje se trebaju raditi nego u trodimenzionalnom obliku.
You can't bathe and dress the picture form,
ne možete,
at least in the same way. You can only do it mentally, or you can bathe by pouring some water in front of the deity. But you not in exactly the same way as the three-dimensional form. Of course, Krishna is multi-dimensional. He's not limited by any dimensions.
Na primjer, ne možete kupati sliku ili preslačiti božanstvo koje je na slici. To se može raditi samo u umu, naravno, i to je drugačiji način nego kad imate božanstva. Iako Krishna nije ograničen, Krishna je multidimenzionalan.
So it is, we can say, a widespread convention that the worship of the Lord in his picture form is not done with the same what should we say, not in as elaborate a manner as the Lord in his three-dimensional form.
Uobičajena konvencija je dakle da se božanstvo u dvodimenzionalnom obliku ne obožava toliko detaljno kao božanstvo u trodimenzionalnom obliku.
When installing deities in Los Angeles, Prabhupada said that if you think this is a brass made idol, then he will remain forever to you For you he will remain a brass made idol.
Šla Prabhupada je rekao kad je instalirao božanstva u Los Angelesu da ako vi mislite da je ovo idol od metala, od bronce, onda će on
In
za
English,
vas
bronze and brass are different things. I don't know if I don't
mjed.
Know
ako vi mislite da
But
je ovo
anyway, the same
da je ovo idol od mjeda, on će za vas i ostati idol od mjeda.
Prabhupada said that if you accept that this is Krishna, then this Krishna will talk with you. Krishna has come because he wants to talk to you.
A ako prihvatite da je ovo Krishna, on će pričati sa vama ili je on došao da priča sa vama.
So it depends a lot on how we accept that form.
To ovisi puno o tome kako mi prihvaćamo tu formu.
There is a description once Srila Prabhupada was sick and he was quite sick. Or we should say he was demonstrating the pastime of apparently being sick, because a pure devotee is not affected by material nature. That's the proper way to say it.
Jednom je Šila Prabhupada demonstrirao zabavu bolesti. To je pravilan način da se kaže, jer čisti bhakta nikad nije pod utjecajem materijalne prirode.
So he had a picture of Nrsimhadev in his room with the idea that we're calling Nrsimhadev for the protection of his devotee.
On je imao sliku Nrsimhadeva u svojoj sobi.
Or praying to Nrsimhadev for the protection of his devotee.
Jel se Nrsimhadevu možemo moliti za zaštitu bhakta?
So sometimes Srila Prabhupada had to, because he wouldn't walk all the way to the bathroom, he would urinate. That system is there. They have a pot in the room and you urinate in the room, and he would apologize to Lord Nrsimha that I'm doing this in front of you. He's seeing the picture as the Lord himself.
Ponekad Srila Prabhupada ne bi mogao otići do WC-a i onda je bila jedna posuda za urin i tamo pokraj kreveta. I Šla Prabhupada bi se ispričavao Nrsimhadevu što ne može, što urinira pred njim, znači smatrao ga je kao osobu, kao božanstvo.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for some time worshipped a Govardhan Shila and a Gunja Mala, this necklace made from Gunja berries.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je jedno vrijeme obožavao Govardhan Šilu i neku ogrlicu od nekih gunđa bobica.
And he gave, after some time he gave that to Raghunath Das Goswami to worship.
I nakon nekog vremena dao je to Raghunath Das Goswamiju da obožava.
And Raghunath Das saw the Govardhan Shila as directly as Krishna and the Gunja Mala as Radha. Even though his worship was very simple.
I Raghunath Das Goswami je vidio Govardhan Šilu kao Krišnu i tu ogrlicu kao Radu, Gunja Mali ogrlicu.
So it depends a lot on our vision.
To ovisi puno o našoj svjesnosti.
That tulasi leaf should not be offered to pictures?
Da se tulasi cvijet ne nudi
why
slikama. Zašto bi to bilo tako?
Yeah. I'm not aware of any such injunction.
Ja ne znam za nikakve takva pravila. Da se ne nudi tulasi gospodinu u njegovom obliku slike.
Everything should be checked according to guru, sadhu and shastra.
Sve se treba provjeriti u skladu sa gurom, sadhom i shastrom.
And to qualify that statement more, I'll qualify that statement more.
Ja ću qualify.
To qualify means I guess a modification
Ja ću još modificirati tu izjavu.
Or a clarification.
Ili rasvijetliti tu izjavu.
Many times devotees say, well, this Prabhupada disciple said this, or that Prabhupada disciple said that, or this GBC said this. But they should also verify what they say with Guru, Sadhu and Shastra.
Mnogi put bhakte kažu, ovaj GBC je rekao ovo, ili onaj Prabhupada učenik je rekao ono, ali oni također trebaju ono što govore potvrditi sa gurom, sadhom i šastrama.
Spiritual authorities derive their authority from the previous authorities, not that they're independent authorities.
duhovni autoriteti dobivaju svoj autoritet iz toga što se pozivaju na druge autoritete, a ne da su sami po sebi autoriteti.
Just like for instance in many places I go that I say that well IGB says that it's okay to worship the deities with non-brahmans.
Mnogim mjestima gdje ja putujem kažu li bakte na primjer naš GBC je rekao da je u redu da obožavaju božanstva oni koji nisu brahmani.
But on what authority do they say that?
Ali pod kojim autoritetom su oni to rekli?
By being a GBC member, do they have the authority to introduce something that Srila Prabhupada and no previous acharya ever introduced?
Da li samim tim što je neko GBC ima pravo da uvodi neke stvari koje nisu uveli prethodni acharya niti Srila Prabhupada?
No.
Ne.
If they have the spiritual stature of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, they may introduce something.
Da imaju toliko duhovnu veličinu kao Srila Prabhupada ili Bhaktivinoda Thakur, onda mogu nešto predstaviti, nešto.
And even
uvesti, pardon, nešto.
Srila Prabhupada made many adjustments for preaching in the West.
Srila Prabhupada je uveo puno prilagodbi u propovjedanju na zapadu.
But we shouldn't necessarily think that everything Srila Prabhupada, the adjustments that Srila Prabhupada meant for the West are meant to, they're meant to be eternal standards or that we shouldn't come up to the traditional standards.
Ali sve te promjene koje je Srila Prabhupada uveo na zapadu ne bi trebali misliti da to vredi vječno i da mi zapravo ne trebamo doći do pravog tradicionalnog standarda.
Prabhupada preached among the mlečas and javanas, but he wanted them to become brahmanas.
Srila Prabhupada je propovjedao među mlečama i javanama, ali je htio da oni postanu brahmane.
It's not that they should remain mlečas and javanas forever.
Nije da trebaju ostati mleče i javane zauvijek.
Should see what the actual standard is according to the tradition, the acharyas and the shastra and endeavor to come up to that level.
Trebamo vidjeti koji je pravi standard kad usporedimo tradiciju, šastre i gurue, autoritete. Imamo još dugačak put ispred
but
sebe.
We should be going in that direction and not coming back in the other direction, not going back to the mlecha yavana level on the plea. There are so many excuses. Time, place and circumstances are a common one.
Mi bi trebali ići prema tom standardu, a ne odlaziti od njega pod različitim isprikama od kojih je najčešće mjesto, vreme i okolnosti. I da ponovo postanemo zbog spuštanja standarda mleće i javane. Cijela poanta je da mi trebamo zadovoljiti Krišnu.
So we have to see what Krishna is pleased by.
Trebamo vidjeti s čime je Krišna zadovoljan.
And come to that level.
I doći do tog nivoa.
It's not the common idea that well whatever I can do that's okay. Whatever's okay for me, that's okay for me. If it's good for me, it's good for Krishna. No, it's around the other way.
Česta ideja je ako je nešto ja mogu napraviti, to je to. Ako je nešto dobro za mene, dobro je i za Krishnu. To je zapravo suprotna istina.
It's the casual, relaxed, don't strain yourself approach will never take us back to God.
Opušteni pristup, nemoj se previše naprezati, nas nikad neće dovesti do Krišne.
We have to surrender to Krishna.
Moramo se predati Krišni.
We have to give every drop of our energy for Krishna.
Moramo dati svaku kapljicu naše energije Krišni. Još nešto?
But you know, Thakur was criticized by others. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur a lot more was criticized by others. Prabhupada was also criticized. they had some insights into how to preach and how to establish things. Revolutionary ideas for preaching. Yeah. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati didn't introduce Yukta Vairagya. But he applied the principle in a manner that had not been conceived of to that extent. Just like, for instance, just one example. Yeah, how you see, there's the principle and there's the adjustment. In preaching, we may make many adjustments, but the principle has to be understood. Just like, for instance, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Yeah, are you? Yeah. Sorry. Okay.
Možda prvo pitanje šta je uopće bilo, znači da su svi kritizirani.
Ok,
stvar je znači da postoje principi i postoje određene prilagodbe i Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati je taj princip Yukta Vairagya izvršio određene prilagodbe i sad će znači Maharaj navesti primjer šta je to prilagodba, a da princip ostane nepromijenjen.
This should be understood clearly that just like, for instance, one example, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati had sometimes chairs put in the temple room when people who considered themselves respectable, modern people would come, they would sit on chairs, which was never considered or allowed previously.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati je dozvolio da se u temple stave stolice kad bi dolazili ljudi koji su sebe smatrali važnim i modernim, međutim to se nikad prije niko nije dozvoljavao.
Because people who think themselves very modern, they consider it below their dignity to sit on the floor, as is traditionally done. One is to sit at the lotus feet of the guru.
Jer ljudi koji su tradicionalni i moderni smatraju da je to ispod njihove časti da sjede na podu.
So that was allowed just to facilitate people who otherwise would not listen at all to come and listen to what he had to say.
I to je napravljeno zbog toga što ti ljudi inače uopće ne bi došli u hram i slušali ono što je Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati imao za reći.
But if they come to the point of being disciples, then they should sit at the feet. It's not that they remain on a chair forever.
Ali ako oni odluče postati učenici, onda moraju sjediti na podu do lotosovih stopa, a duhovnog učitelja ne mogu sjediti na stolici vječno.
We should understand this principle of Yukta Vairagya. If it's misunderstood, then there's a big problem.
Trebamo shvatiti taj princip Yukta Vairagya. Ako ga shvatimo pogrešno, onda će biti velikih problema.
I was told that a Bhakti Shastri teacher in the course gave her understanding of Yukta Vairagya.
Meni su rekli da je jedna učiteljica na Bhakti klas tečaju, Bhakti Shastri tečaju, dala svoje razumijevanje, svoje pogrešno razumijevanje Yukta Vairagya.
That, well, you want to eat some halava, but you're only allowed to take prasadam, so you cook it and offer it to Krishna, and then you take it, and that's called Yukta Vairagya, according to her mispreaching.
Yukta Vairagya znači kad vi hoćete jesti halave, ali nema halave, pa onda vi napravite halavu i ponudite ju Krišni i onda je pojedete. To je njezino razumijevanje Yukta Vairagya.
While you're engaging in sense gratification, remember to offer it to Krishna. That's not Yukta Vairagya.
Dok se angažirate u čulom zadovoljenju, to treba ponuditi Krišni. To nije Yukta Vairagya.
So be careful what you hear from various supposedly authorized sources.
Znači, budite pažljivi šta slušate od takozvanih vjerodostojnih izvora.
You could end up with a serious misunderstanding.
Možete završiti sa ozbiljnim pogrešnim razumijevanjem. Ozbiljno pogrešnim razumijevanjem.
Yukta Vairagya, what's the verse? Who can say what is the verse?
Yukta Vairagya, ali zna neko stih?
Anasaktasya vishayan yathaham upayunjataha nirbandha krishna sambandhe yuktam vairagyam uchate. The first thing is stated that one who is not attached to sense gratification. And our Bhakti Shastri teachers said, well, if you want sense gratification, you make a show of offering it to Krishna first. So completely misunderstood it. Anas, one who is not attached to sense objects.
Stih, znači, prvo kaže za ono koji nije vezan za čulne objekte, a ovaj predavač je dao primjer gdje je osoba vezana za čulne objekte, znači potpuno je promašio poantu.
But who can promašila. Utilize all objects in the service of Krishna, understanding their relationship to Krishna. That is called yukta vairagya or applied renunciation.
Znači, mogu se koristiti svi objekti za zadovoljenje Krišne i to se zove yukta vairagya ili primijenjena odvojenost.
So the idea that I will enjoy sense gratification and somehow rather bring Krishna into the picture, that is not yukta vairagya.
Znači, yukta vairagya nije ideja da ću ja čulno uživati i nekako ću tu staviti još i Krišnu.
So, we'll finish there. Have some kirtan.
Završit ćemo ovdje. Imat ćemo neki kirtan.
What is actual bhakti? You can learn from Prabhupada's books, from this Bhaktivinoda Thakur's songs.
Što je prava bhakti se može naučiti iz Šrila Prabhupadovih knjiga i iz pjesma Bhaktivinoda Thakura.
Please turn off your cell phone.
Molim vas, ugasite mobitel.
As I was explaining, if you hear that all these nice items that are offered to Krishna, we may become ourselves enlivened to eat, but a pure devotee becomes enlivened hearing how Krishna is enjoying eating so nicely.
Na primjer, kad čujete ovo sve što je Krishna jeo, neko može biti inspiriran da bi on to htio jesti, međutim čisti bhakta je inspiriran kako Krishna jede, kako Krishna uživa u hrani.
On Srila Prabhupada's order, I've written some books.
Po Srila Prabhupadovom naređenju, ja sam napisao neke knjige.
Many devotees tell me that these books are helping them in their Krishna consciousness.
Mnogi bhakte mi kažu da im te knjige pomažu u njihovom duhovnom životu.
So some of these are available here.
Neke od njih su vam ovdje na raspolaganju.
In English and Croatian.
Na engleskom i hrvatskom.
There are also recordings of lectures.
Postoje također lekcije snimljene koje su također ovdje na raspolaganju. Nastavite s kirtanom i onda podijelite prasadom, Krišnin prasadom, Krišnu milost.